Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How are you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Drew Estate Undercrown Sun-Grown Flying Pig. This is a Perfecto cigar, 3.93 inches by 60 ring gauge. Comes out of the La Gran Fabrica Drew Estate factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Sumatra Sun-Grown. Binder is Connecticut River Valley Stock Cut and Cured Sun-Grown Habano. And the filler is from Nicaragua. It is blended by Willie Herrera. Price point is $12.72, and the cigar was released in September of 2017. So, June, why don't you take us through your smoking experience?
Sure. I found the cigar to be it had a whole bunch of different flavors for me. I really overall, I had within the Vitola, right? Pretty robust flavors. Got like white pepper, cream, nuttiness, mixed nuts, cedar, barnyard, really tasty black coffee. And within the retro, it is essentially highlights more the spice for me. So both in like a white pepper and like a mixed nuttiness. Finish pretty clean, lingering mixed nuttiness, a little bit of fake pepper coming through on the rear palate. Strength of body, medium the whole time. That's basically the core of the flavor profile. At certain points, the pepper dies off in the middle of it, but at the end of it, the pepper starts to coming back. But overall, it tastes like, I don't know if this makes sense, but it tastes like a familiar, good Willie Herrera blended cigar.
Okay.
In terms of the burn and draw, absolutely no complaints on the draw. Construction was really great in that sense. I had quite a bit of an issue with the burn, though. I thought it was subpar, which is not a good score. I just had to fight this burn the whole time. Tons of relights. It just the wrapper just refused to burn. Which is kind of a surprise because in this, pig format that I've had within various Drew Estate cigars, I never had a burn that was this bad. But let's focus on the really good flavor profile that I had.
Yeah, for me, I was getting creamy oak and cinnamon as the kind of as the cigar was kind of burning through that initial taper when it's getting into that larger ring gauge. Then it moved to kind of an oak and earthiness profile. Towards the middle of the cigar, a little bit of cream joined in, just kind of helped create a smooth mixture with the oak and the dry earthiness. The final third gained a little bit of mustiness and increased cream. Slight bitterness kind of joined in with the wood and the earth. And the strength was medium through the first two thirds, and then kind of bumped up to slightly above medium at the end. In regards to the construction, I didn't have as bad of a burn issue as you. It was a little bit wavy the entire time, but it always kept up with itself. Ash dropped once, kind of just past the halfway point. So, it was just I could, typical waviness, not really a big deal. Draw was a little snug for me, but it didn't cause any issues with the smoking experience. So overall, what were your thoughts on this cigar?
I like the cigar. You first have to whenever time like you get like some bunchers and people that roll these cigars and make these cigars to roll such a unique format in this flying pig, like you first got to look at it and say, man, this is it's just incredibly eye pleasing, right? But I'm not typically the one to get all freaked out about, oh my God, flying pig, but. You got to give it up to that because it looks really unique. On the flavor front, which is a more important part, I thought the profile mixed pretty well together. It was really well blended. If you like pretty much anything that Willie comes out with, right? Anything in his life for the most part, like he blends for me anyways. He's never going to full tilt you on strength. He's always going to go more like Nika, heavier, bigger flavors. But nothing that's ever going to be overbearing. I totally searched more of these out. The burn was a bummer, but seemed like you didn't have any issue, really any major issues with it. So
Right.
it was good.
Yeah, and flavor profile is primarily oak and earthiness. Had a little bit of added cinnamon kind of at the beginning where the taper was going. Added some mustiness and char kind of towards the end of that. The Flying Pig Vitola always adds the kind of an interesting take on whatever line it's it's given in. So you usually have a kind of slightly different experience with this than you would have with the normal Parejo Vitola. So I'm interested in trying some of those. Maybe a Corona Gorda, something like that, Toro. just to kind of get another look at what the flavor profile does here. Because I really want to have more of that cinnamon that I got when it was in the smaller ring gauge. So I'm curious to see if that's more prevalent in some of the other lines. Definitely an enjoyable cigar. I'm definitely looking forward to smoking more in the line, like I said, the other Bacholas. So I think it's definitely, you know, a good cigar that's worth taking a look at. So getting into the scores, I gave it a 6.57. You gave it a 6.77. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Matches well. I mean, the story of this one is good tasting profile, lackluster burn, great draw. But overall, people should know that what I got out of it is a really familiar Willy style, tasty, balanced flavor.
Yeah, I mean, I scored a very similar to you. I was a little down on the flavor in the final third, but I had a little bit better construction than you. So that's kind of how our differences shook out. But otherwise, we were really close. So I would agree with everything you say. Any other final thoughts on this cigar?
It's interesting. I kind of had like an underground kind of day. Mm-hmm. So I actually smoked after this one, because, you know, this has to be my first review cigar, right? So.
Right.
I had like a regular undercrown. I had the shade, and I actually had a shade that was the pig format.
Uh-huh.
This by far was probably my favorite one. So,
yeah.
Anyways, I mean, I know they're all like very different cigars, but you know, it might be a little interesting tidbit that people want to know.
Cool. All right. If you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.